The following is a Network Newswire audio production. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, Network Newswire uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communication tools, to introduce private and public companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Network Newswire's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following interview features a client of Network Newswire. Network Newswire may have been compensated for the production of this interview. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you, and here today as your host is Stuart Smith.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us here today for another online business briefing where we shine a spotlight on some of the smartest and freshest plays in the small and microcap markets. Today, we're speaking with AppSwarm Incorporated. They're traded under the ticker symbol SWRM. And we are joined by the Chief Executive Officer of AppSwarm, Ron Brewer. Ron, how are you today?
Fine. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Thank you for taking the time to call in, speak to your company, shareholders, as well as the listeners for this program. And for those listeners who may not be familiar with AppSwarm yet, let's go over the business model, the technologies, and the markets you're in.
AppSwarm originally started as a app developers for gaming, and their particular focus was to try, enhance, and do incubation for the many developers out there that didn't have the capabilities, perhaps, of having a full family of services and ability to fund and operate as a business. I was brought in last year, along with our CFO, to bring a business structure to the company, and also to continue to refine, help the company refine and define their total strategies more fully, which over the past year, I think we've done quite a bit of change. What we have evolved to in that time period is, one, being a more fully rounded services company. Today, AppSwarm is an application acceleration firm that we are much more focused in developing and publishing of the projects and doing a complete comprehensive service. The second thing that has occurred, recently completed, is we were able to acquire a very extensive capability management group and their assets of a source media play. This team allows us to create two divisions, actually, for the company. Media play will be able to perform internationally, publishing and development projects through all of their relationships and connections and joint venture efforts, and that will be their primary focus, and their focus will be further into larger projects, like maybe a television channel that's doing complimentary services for them, or larger projects. And what we are doing with AppSwarm in a second division, which is called IAD, is we'll continue the incubation programs that have been started and also look for direct acquisitions that will enhance the organic growth that has been started in this year and in the previous year.
Well, listeners, if you take a look at the press wire, there is a lot of validation and truth behind what we just heard from Ron by looking at how the company has grown. If you look at the company, just the byline, it's a company focused on the acquisition and development of application-based technologies. Then you look at the press release that just came out with the games developer and publisher MediaPlay, and you're looking at a technology development and incubation acceleration company. So the company is evolving. It's growing in what we would say the smart way. You're not taking on a whole lot of overhead, Ron. You're not taking on a whole lot of red tape. You're basically going out there and you're growing through smart acquisitions of up-and-coming companies. Is that a fair assessment?
It is. Our goal is to make sure we manage our corporate dollar expenditure and keep it minimized. These are two divisions, but that means that they're totally interactive with each other as far as resources, personnel, and general expenditures. It's one company with two separate focuses, not two separate independent operating divisions.
Well, looking back on the year 2017, as we enter into the month of September, and even back into 2016, what do you see as some of the major milestones for the company so far?
I think that the one that was very important is we actually established revenue in 2016. And in 2017, we have maintained producing revenue, but at this point in time, we're on the cusp of creating what I call fully launched revenue streams, which will see significant growth in 2018. The second thing, of course, is that, one, we got business structures in place, which are very important in a fast growth and emerging growth type operations. And then thirdly, we definitely created a much more extensive and well-rounded focus all within the same industry, and we have picked up a tremendous quality of management team in these processes.
Well, let's jump into that a little bit. Let's learn a little bit about you as our guest. What's your background? What brought you to AppSwarm?
My background is taking emerging growth companies or companies that are in need of restructure in various industries and taking them forward. We have been doing that since 1995. During these times, we have had the opportunity to work within software platform companies, would be my terminology. So we understand the process there. We were not experts in mobile app gaming, but we bring the same business practices that are necessary, financial management and business structure, to the table.
Very good. As you look into your crystal ball, which of course none of us have, but when you look into the remainder of 2017 and 2018, what's your vision for the company, Ron? What are some of your goals that you'd like to see the company accomplish?
We want to get both divisions fully launched and out in market and starting to receive some of the projects that they are capable of and have relationships to bring forward. An end result of that, more simply, is cut to the chase. We see a possibility, probability, and my managers are wanting to forecast for 18 somewhere between $6 and $7 million in revenue. That doesn't mean we have that revenue, but it does make a sense, and we're working backwards on that now as we approach 18. But it would be a significant change from where we are now. Of course, the other thing that we will see this year, the rest of this year, is we will focus on getting those first initial revenues of some consequence out of these endeavors and the reshaping of the company.
Well, listeners, as you can imagine, with a company like the business model that AppSwarm has, it's very easy to learn more about this company at their website. It's robust, app-swarm.com. That's app-swarm.com. You can get everything to keep you in the know with this company via social media like Facebook and Twitter just by knowing that ticker symbol, SWRM. I do want to point out that news again that Ron spoke at length about. It came out August 15th. AppSwarm announces acquisition of multi-platform games developer and publisher MediaPlay and the creation of two divisions of AppSwarm Incorporated. This is really where the rubber hits the road for this company, so it's a great time to put AppSwarm on your radar. Ron, thank you so much for your time here today. We look forward to great things from you and your company here in 2017 and well beyond.
Thank you very much. Look forward to talking to you again.
All right. For Ron Brewer, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
This audio interview is an original broadcast provided by Network Newswire, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company delivering a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and enhanced news release services. Network Newswire may receive payments for corporate communications relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its clients. You should assume that officers and directors of Network Newswire or financial analysts mentioned hold a position in and may intend to trade these securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, nor should it be construed as, investment advice. As in all investments, an investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio interview by Network Newswire does not purport to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used in statements of fact have been obtained from the featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by Network Newswire as to completeness or accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at networknewswire.com.